Journos, Politico's defend Breitbart News' Jill Polak after he calls out Joe Biden on Charlottesville hoax. By Christina Wong on August 8, 2019. Fellow journalists and some Politico's defended Breitbart News' Jill Polak after he confronted former Vice President Joe Biden for lying about President Trump saying that neo-Nazis in Charlottesville were very fine people during a press conference in 2017. At the Iowa State Fair, Polak, who has reported in depth on the perpetuation of that lie by Trump critics, asked Biden if he was aware he was misquoting Trump, and that the president had never called neo-Nazis very fine people. Biden responded, "No, he called all those folks who walked out of that, they were neo-Nazis. Shouting hate, their veins bulging." Polak correctly pointed out that Trump had actually condemned them. Trump had said, "You also had people that were very fine people on both sides. I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and white nationalists because they should be condemned totally." Biden then incorrectly told Polak that Trump did not specifically condemn them. When Polak tried to respond, Biden cut him off and raised his voice, "No, he did not. He said, he walked out, and he said, let's get this straight. He said there were very fine people in both groups. They're chanting anti-Semitic slogans, carrying flags." After the confrontation, The Daily Wire's Ryan Saavedra pointed out that Trump had indeed condemned neo-Nazis and white nationalists specifically and tweeted video of Trump's remark. Saavedra also tweeted video of CNN's Jake Tapper making that same point on his show, that Trump was not talking about white nationalists and neo-Nazis when he said very fine people. Trump campaign deputy director of communications for rapid response Matt Woking also tweeted the Tapper clip, pointing out that Polak is correct. Commentator Yossi Gestetner came to Polak's defense. After a Politico reporter identified Polak as a man who accuses Biden of misquoting Trump. "This man is a Joel Polak doing actual journalism," Gestetner tweeted. One American News Network host Jack Posobiec also called out Biden over the fine people hoax. National Executive Director of American Majority Matt Betzel praised Polak for calling out Biden. Scott Adams, Chief Strategy Officer of WenHub and creator of the Dilbert comic strip, also tweeted that the Biden campaign admits its central campaign premise is a lie and publicly pleads for information that their news sources do not supply. Adams also tweeted out a link to an essay he has written debunking the lie that Trump called neo-Nazis very fine people.